Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Winter is coming.
Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with a set of new tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Michelin tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. That's TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will ship fast and free to you or one of over 10,000 recommended installers. That's TireRack.com, TireRack.com, TireRack.com. The way tire buying should be.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight from 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern, 7 to 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
This is the Best of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon on Fox Sports Radio.
Blah, blah, blah. Welcome inside. Blah, blah, blah. Fox Sports Radio. Blah. My own personal sports Black Friday.
Oh, come on. Normally, Fridays, you get to play a bunch of grab ass.
I know.
Maybe there's
a
game that you make up. Maybe you talk about the sandwiches you're going to eat over the weekend. No, today it was news. I'm out walking the dog, and I started cackling like the late, great Ray Liotta. Jimmy! And it had two applications. Number one, well, related to your situation there with the New York Football Jets and Zach Wilson, and also with the Fernando Tatis news that came down this afternoon. So, you know, it's a choose your own adventure, but two huge stories that frame a Friday show.
Yeah.
And the Mets are still playing.
Yeah.
And you know what? Because I'm that kind of guy, I've got Apple TV. So that what does that mean?
So I mean,
I'll
get to watch the Mets lose this game because nothing's going to go right tonight. This is the night nothing's going to go right. Okay.
So what kind of food do you hate? That means we should order that.
No, if you really want to punish me, have Tyshirt put in the order for food, and I'll have to eat whatever he orders.
Let's do it.
Not doing it.
No, he's back not on meat, it. Though. You not have no idea.
Yeah, but don't tell him.
He'll get meat that I don't like. He'll get something that I don't like.
You don't like. There's a type of meat you don't like.
He will find it. If there he will find it.
Outside of, you know, something a little exotic of an intestine or heart or something, I think you're okay.
He will find it. He will absolutely find it. Look.
Here's some tripe.
NFL tonight. Yes, we have so much to talk about. Look, it's a great weekend. The NFL is back in full force with all the games out. We got 5 games tonight.
Mm-hmm.
So many big storylines.
Jets, yo.
Yeah, there's one storyline that unfortunately is going to overshadow every one of them. Let me just set the stage for you here. With
okay,
this
sure.
So the Jets and the Eagles set to play the first game of the season, preseason for both of them.
Very exciting.
Yeah.
First, hot ticket.
Jets have most of their starters in on defense, probably half the starters in on defense. Eagles go right down the field, 80 yards for a touchdown.
Oh, yeah.
And Quinnen Williams also late hit on Jalen Hurts. Nick Sirianni screaming at Robert Saleh on the sideline after that late hit. Jalen Hurts was okay. Stayed in the game, of course, and led a big touchdown
well,
drive.
Well, you know, scrambles and passes. Dallas Goedert, everyone.
Yeah, so he was okay. He turned out okay. But Eagles get a touchdown, 7-0. Mm-hmm. Okay, not the way I would draw it up. Jets get the ball back. Third pass of the game for Zach Wilson. Doesn't see the linebacker cut in front of his receiver. He throws an interception.
No, not a good read.
I'm like,
you kind of glossed over the cheap shot on Jalen Hurts.
Well,
by
I
the
did
way.
Because we got to get well because Jalen Hurts turned out to be okay.
No, that's fine.
There was a cheap shot on a quarterback, and he turned out to be okay. There was a non-contact on the other guy that turned out to not be okay. That's Jets football. That's Jets football,
that is,
right?
That is a fair point.
Yeah. So Wilson throws a pick. And I say to myself, well, this is about as bad a start as it could be for the Jets because the defense gets stomped on. Wilson throws a pick. Defense gets back out there. 80-yard touchdown drive led by Gardner Minshew. At some point, Ron Jaworski was going to get out there and lead a touchdown drive. You're going to see A.J. Feely would have been out there leading a touchdown drive.
If Jaworski threw a touchdown pass, you think they'd cut away to a shot of Dick Vermeil smiling, going, Hall of Famer because of these guys right here.
Oh, boy. So this is what we have. We have the Jets now 14-0. Zach Wilson comes out for a second drive for the Jets on a third down scramble. This happens.
Throw is Wilson under pressure, buying time, scrambles out of the pocket, and he'll run. Tucks it under at the 40, lowers his shoulder, and dives out close to midfield. And he's a little slow to get up, getting up with a little bit of a limp. And now, I can't imagine Zach Wilson's going to stay in this football game.
No, he just gave the sign for somebody to come in. He was down on the turf now, laying at the 40-yard line.
So the last thing that the Jets needed to see is their starting quarterback with a non-contact injury, as I'm not sure he was even touched. He just kind of went dead leg on the cut, dove to midfield, and then got up with a limp, and then went down back at the Jet 40-yard line. So just like that, Joe Flacco is up warming up.
And we'll see if Joe Flacco is still elite. Jets TV on the call.
Broke.
Zach Wilson looks to have suffered what is potentially a serious knee injury. There are many sports doctors on Twitter talking about how it looks like a torn
ACL. Legitimate sports doctors.
Legitimate, not just like Dr. Nick Riviera. Hey, everybody.
We have to clarify that because there are a lot of Twitter lawyers, Twitter captains of industry, and of course, Twitter doctors.
Yes.
And referees and coaches.
Zach Wilson has not come back in the game, and he is being checked out. We were waiting for official word for Zach Wilson, but you know, it looks awful, and I'm already braced for him to be out for the year.
No, sure.
Because this is how it works for the Jets. This is how it goes. This is how it goes.
Well, right?
He could have run out of bounds.
No, he could have.
He could have run out of bounds, right? But he's trying to make a play because he knows the pressure is on him. He wants to make a big leap in year two. He could have easily run out of bounds, but instead, he cuts back in. It's nobody's fault. I feel awful for the kid. The kid has worked hard, you know, and he's just trying to cut back, and all he does is cut back, and that's where his knee goes, and he falls to the ground, and he gets up limping, and we are where we are right now.
You know what? It's very reminiscent of a play made by a guy everybody's clamoring to be brought in to replace him.
Yeah.
How about that?
Yeah.
Go back to when Jimmy Garoppolo could have gone out of bounds, didn't.
No, everybody want now, and now the Jets and Jimmy Garoppolo are joined at the hip. We got to go get
Jimmy.
Jimmy. Now, okay, now first things first. Now, this is another year for the Jets where, boy, the season ends really early, but Do you need any more evidence after that play to ever play your starting quarterback in a preseason game again?
Between that and the Hurts hit, no.
You know.
And I know Hurts was fine.
You know.
But you see that and you're just like, no, especially if you're only going to give him a series or two. Look, there's a lot of stuff with Aaron Rodgers that I scratch my head and take that pause and, you know, the thinking man look comes upon my face as I stroke my beard. Yeah, in this case, I agree with him wholeheartedly. If we're not going full, like, you've got to commit. We're going a half or whatever it is. Otherwise, there's no point. There's no point because all it takes is one play. And look, in the regular season, it's the same thing. But here, why risk it? Right? Wilson is your future.
Yeah.
And I guess the instructions needed to be better. If you're in trouble, get out of bounds. Mm-hmm. Don't be a hero.
Mm-hmm.
But trying to make a
instincts
play, trying to get people excitable,
yeah,
trying to show, you know, heart and all those things and get people fired up. I get that. And instead, now he's done. With Hurts, lucky he got up, right? There could have been a full-out brawl. Ooh. After that hit, because that was a good, what, two steps past the white line.
Oh yeah, he was almost outside of the white.
Yeah, yeah. So like we're talking, you know, the white strip going down the sideline there. Yeah, it was pretty far into that. So those two plays, here you go, for this season, exhibits A and B of beat it. We're not doing this,
Mike White. If I could be Mike White.
Well, you know what? He completed 50% of his passes.
Look, I will say, Aaron Rodgers did try to tell everybody the night, what's the purpose? What's the purpose of me playing? What's the purpose of me playing, right? Zach Wilson's getting all the reps, getting everything. After tonight, after this, are there really any reason why you should see any starting quarterback in a preseason game ever again? There's not. There's no upside to it. Because how much are guys really going to play? Is it really going to be enough to say, well, he's going to get a handful of snaps in these couple or three or four games? No, it's not. Right? Sean McVay proved, hey, this is what the preseason's about. We're not going to play any of our guys. And what do? They've gone to two Super Bowls and won one of them. Right? There's no benefit. This means the football is a little rough early on in the season for the first week. But okay, I'll take rough football because it's the beginning of the season. That's the way the game has evolved to, all right, preseason is for the other guys on the roster to figure out position battles, but your moneymakers, your quarterbacks, all right, what purpose does it serve to really put them out there? You know, not that I thought coming to this game, oh, we got to have Zach Wilson not play, that he's going to get hurt, but really, why put him in? If he's going to play a series and then come out, why would you even put him in? Why would you do this?
But you and I have been talking about this in the theoretical, even before McVay, right? It's always been out there. Just kind of the question of what's the point in some of these series, which is the question everybody asked about the games, right? It was all about revenue. We know it was about revenue. That's you can't even mince words or try to come up with other excuses because we all know that you've got very few players and positions that are even up for grabs when a team hits camp. So at this point, solidifying. Now, obviously, 49er fans, for what they've seen in the first half of this game, right? You saw Trey Lance uncork a ball to Danny Gray. He sprints 76 yards for a touchdown, and it's like, there's our guy. So, yeah, you can have that outlier of bolstering a fan base's confidence based on one throw. If you want to buy into one throw, that's fine. You do it. 4 or 5, 92 yards, and that touchdown on the night. And he goes off and waves, and Nate Sudfeld finds his way into the game. But it's you change the game, right? At some point, you've got to reevaluate. With Sean McVay, with Les Snead, we've already got the blank those picks, and you looked at the preseason, and we've talked about it for the last couple of years, the genius of these in-week, you know, basically scrimmages with another opponent. Whether it's the Saturday opponent for the preseason or another team that's geographically comfortable and able to come do it and do 2 or 3 days of practice there. You get some of that aggression out so you don't have guys fighting on the field themselves.
Well, yeah.
And you get to see other defenses scheme and really probably get a truer evaluation of where you are as opposed to seeing the same guys every day.
But
so there's value to it.
Yeah, but for the quarterback though, it's different. The quarterback in practices, he doesn't get hit, you're able to do a lot.
No, but you can dictate a ton of things.
You can
still get your work in.
Look, but if I still can't believe the NFL used to be before Sean McVay, right? And I'm going back like probably about 10 or 15 years. You would get the starting quarterback would play, the starting offense would play a series in the first game. And they would play two or three series in the second game. If they don't look good, the coach would keep them out there.
Right. Do the Queens wave and away they go.
Third game, they'd play the first half. The quarterback would play the first half. And the fourth game, they'd play the first half, maybe all of the third quarter. I can't believe we used to do that. I can't believe that's how it used to be.
The fourth game went away a long time ago.
Right, but not that time. I'm going back 10 or 12 years. Yeah, that was how it used to be.
But even the fourth quarter, you know, we'd stipulate to that. But the fact that you'd go a half in the third preseason game. Like,
why would you ever?
And I know this analogy's been made. We've done it here on the show, but you reiterate it. You know, college football, you get after it. Now, you don't have directional schools, and this speaks to my point that I've been banging the drum for since we started doing these marquee matchups and the first couple of weeks of, hey, we've got to have all these sexy matchups on TV. No, you don't. No, you don't. Yes, the defending champion gets to open the year in a marquee game. That's special. That Sunday should just be a schedule like any other. Because those matchups down the road, you're going to appreciate them. You've been waiting all offseason. You're going to get there. So the football's going to be a little bit rough. You get over it, right? Here's directional school for whatever your top 25 program is. That's what you normally have. And then you move into your conference schedule. Same thing with the NFL. Recognize, stipulate that for many reasons, not just the players, but also getting used to what the officials and their points of emphasis are going to be in a new season and working in new players, that the first couple of weeks are going to look a little off before you hit your strides. But tonight, a great example of the new normal and why it needs to truly be normalized.
And of course, it's the Jets.
Well, that's the other thing. It's your guy.
It's the Jets.
Fortunately, I don't have too heavy an investment in him as a backup quarterback in fantasy land yet.
It's the Jets.
Jets, yo.
It's the Jets.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
So while we're waiting to find out what is going to happen with Zach Wilson, it's a big Friday night in football, but it is a huge night in Major League Baseball as Fernando Tatis Jr., one of the biggest rising stars in the game. The Padres were excited getting him back, you know, teaming up with Juan Soto, that lineup with Machado, and it's going to be so great. They will be without Fernando Tatis for the next 80 games as he has tested positive for a performance-enhancing drug called Clostebol, or Clostebol, a PED substance that's in violation of MLB's Joint Drug Prevention and Treatment Program. The suspension is effective immediately, means he cannot play in the majors this year. He also said he is not appealing the ban, as it was his mistake that led to the positive test.
Well, he screwed his country, too.
Well, yeah, because now he can't play in the World Baseball Classic either.
So that's
either.
It. Like, he screwed over a lot of people with his move. And Clostebol, you know, because we'll get to the reasoning, but let me just set it up here. Ester Clostebol acetate, synthetic anabolic androgenic steroid.
He says he took it inadvertently to treat ringworm.
Mm-hmm.
People could get ringworm? I thought it was just animals could get ringworm.
No, it's like, a fungal. No, it's a fungal.
We can get ringworm. Yeah. We can get ringworm. Yeah, yeah. We can. Okay. Yeah. So he says he had ringworm, took Clostebol to combat ringworm, and said that he should have looked at the resources available closely to make sure that there were no bad substances in what he took. He failed to do so. Fernando Tatis Jr. Now, I got this right here. He is the, 897th consecutive athlete to say I should have looked into what I was taking a little bit better.
Well, they always say it's better to ask for forgiveness than permission.
897, Mike Harmon. I'm sorry. I put stuff in my body, but I don't know what was in there.
So here it is. Ringworm is a rash caused by a fungal infection. Itchy, circular rash, clear skin in the middle, gets its name because of its appearance. There is no worm involved.
No worm. Just a ring.
No worm.
They're rings.
Keep the worms in the bottom of the tequila.
You look like you're cupping.
I'm showing you the picture of the rash.
Picture of the ringworm. Okay, very good.
Related to athlete's foot, jock itch, and ringworm of the scalp.
Okay.
Direct skin-to-skin contact with an infected person or animal.
Before I get to say, I told you so a year and a half ago, don't just take it from me. Let's take it from Padres general manager A.J. Preller, who said this following the positive test for Fernando Tatis Jr. Quote, I think we were hoping that from the offseason to now that there would be some maturity. And obviously with the news today, it's more of a pattern. And in regards to ringworm, he said, quote, that's his story. I haven't had a chance to talk to him about it yet, but ultimately, that's his explanation. In other words, really? That's what you got? Ringworm? That's what you came up with? You came up with ringworm? That really? Anything else? You've been away for months. You haven't played in a game. That's the best you got is ringworm?
No, that's great.
You got ringworm?
Again, really? That's his story. I haven't had a chance to talk to him about it yet. Ultimately, that's his explanation. You got a couple of ultimately's mixed therein, and in the Padres' official statement, they immediately went to angry dad. I'm not angry. I'm just disappointed. Are you looking at his contract right now? Because he already got hurt doing something he wasn't supposed to, and now you have this?
He is someone I told you a year and a half ago, this was a bad idea for the Padres, right? They have no one to blame but themselves. They had a young player and a young star, and I get they want to keep him. They haven't had big, young, homegrown stars in a while, and here comes Fernando Tatis Jr. But I said this a year and a half ago in February when they gave him the money. Yeah. I quote tweeted it, so you can see the proof. I told you, you don't give $340 million to an unproven 21-year-old kid who you don't know anything about yet. And mainly it was about health. How healthy is he going to be? Because now he's had a couple of injuries on the field and off the field, doing things he's not supposed to be doing. So you have injury issues with him. And now you have, 80 games, I'm missing the whole season, I took PEDs. Right? A.J. Preller talked about maturity, what they didn't see from him. This is why you don't give 21-year-old kids that kind of money. right? If you wanted to do a Ronald Acuna type deal and say, listen, Ronald, we think you're a great player. You're 21 years old. We could keep orbiting you for a while, but how about we give you 10 years and $100 million? All right, it works out for both of us. You get paid early, much earlier than we'd ever have to pay you, but it really is team-friendly. Acuna has it. Okay, that's the kind of deal you give Fernando Tatis Jr. Hey, let's give you this. You get the money, but clearly there's more you should be working towards because eventually you want to get out of this contract and make more money on it when you prove yourself for a few years. Guys that get $300 million are guys that are in their mid to late 20s that have shown you they can stay healthy, they stay on the field, they're not knuckleheads, and they perform. None of these things you knew about Fernando Tatis Jr. when you gave him that money. You gave it to an unknown. And the fact it's even worse when they say, well, we were hoping for some maturity improvement by him. So wait, you paid him a year and a half ago and you had questions about his maturity then and you still gave him $340 million?
Well, you're trying
that's
to make
on you.
But yeah,
that's your fault.
No, but that's it. You're trying to make the splash. You're looking up at Big Brother, the Dodgers, and saying, how do we make the first move? Well, we give the fans what they want. Here is your superstar that we build around.
Here's 10 years and $100
million. Never mind the money that you'd given Eric Hosmer, as much as people liked him, the clubhouse liked him. Bad money, bad contract, went south. And then you look at this contract for Tatis, you're trying to usher in a new era, right? And then you bring in Machado, and now you've got the tag team, and then you get the six-man tag. It's like you got Terry Gordy and Michael Hayes, and you decide, hey, you know what? We need a Buddy Roberts. And now Juan Soto's Buddy Roberts in this, and going, what the hell did I just walk into? But that's the timeline on this is curious, though, right? Because Preller says he doesn't find out till Friday morning. Tatis, in his statement, is talking about appeals. When did he find out? How long has this been sitting there? And was it before the trade deadline? And is Preller lying to us?
Well, look.
Like, that's what I want to know. Give me a real timeline here.
This takes the Juan Soto acquisition into different territory.
Yep.
Because now, I mean, okay, now we get once. Maybe Juan Soto is going to be the face of the Padres. But I keep going back to, this is $340 million guaranteed.
No, that's how they're trying to figure out how to avoid
him?
It.
How are you going to
move
on?
How do we avoid that contract for him being a... Is there a knucklehead
right
clause
now,
in his contract?
Like, you know, it's, what was Spotlight? Remember the movie Spotlight with Tom Hanks? And they would have... I felt like in every scene there was like 50 reporters and lawyers in a room going over everything, making sure what they printed they couldn't get sued for. Right now, that's the Padres. They got every lawyer on staff in the entire city of San Diego. People are just leaving work as law. No, come on, I'm taking off.
Do we have
all
an extra
paralegals too. Let's go. We got to get out of this contract.
Do we have an extra draw in there that would invalidate this clause?
We got to get out of this contract. What can we do? They got it up on big PowerPoint presentations up throughout.
You know how you solve that? You just give it to Boris and you say, hey, Scott, find our out so we can hand the money to Juan.
Hey, how about this? If you can get out of this, we'll give you $700 million right now. Get us out of this $350, we'll give you $700. How about that, Scott? Scott Port, right away, he would have something. He would have something.
He'd have 900 pages by Saturday at 9 a.m.
He'd say, give me 10 minutes. He'd say, give me 10 minutes. Because, like, I subscribe to the Winston Churchill idea that there's no problem in the world that you can't solve in 20 minutes. Right? So, yeah, give me 20 minutes. I got it. But this is completely on the Padres because they got a little happy. They were desperate. And they paid a guy that you didn't know anything about him. And here's the thing. If you give somebody who's 21 years old and has a little bit questionable behavior, right? Because you want a kid when he's 21 to be a little bit wiser than his years. You understand you're still a kid and you're still playing video games at night and everything else. And you're going out and having fun and you're hanging out. But you want to say, okay, this kid's mature enough to handle it, right? When you give a kid who's got these issues, and apparently AJ Preller has said there's been these issues with Tatis for a long time. When you give a 21-year-old a guaranteed $340 million, is he going to change who he is? Is he going to change? Go, you know what? I need to straighten up and fly right. No, I need to be a leader of this team. No. Ever since they gave the money, what's happened? Injuries away from the field, 80-game PED suspension. That's what's happened for him. As good as he is, as talented as he is, that's what's happened for him. And since why would you change? Why would you change? That's a front-loaded deal. You're 21 years old, and here's $340 million. Okay, we need some change here. Change. I got this money. What am I worried about? Now, I don't think to the point where Tatis was concerned that I could lose this money, but do I really need to be doing the right things all the time? Do I really need to be as... I got all this money, man.
Cavalier,
money.
Right?
All year.
You know, it gets into... the sticky wicket for me of the performance enhancers, because on a large scale, it's still an entertainment vehicle. So I'm on record in the past, and I keep it here, of if it's something that's going to help him recover and get back on the field faster, don't we win if he's back on the field faster as a sports-loving, rabid fan base? Then you get into rules and law, and I guess we can go down the morality clauses and honesty and what you're doing in relation to your employer and the contract signed therein. It's just there's no reason that this would be in your system for ringworm. Right? You could have had any number of excuses for why and what you took that may have contained a banned substance. And it's a long list. They have a hotline that you can call. All of those things. Just, it's a terrible lie. It's a terrible lie. It's literally, you could buy, I could get it on Amazon right now. I can have the thing set to help me with my rash. It's a non-steroid situation.
Hey, you know what? You can't tell. I'm suing WebMD.com because they tell me here's all these things I can take.
I don't think you can edit that like Wikipedia.
No, I went to one of the users who was Marty74876 that said, you know, he was reading that he saw somewhere that you could use this for ringworm. So I can sue WebMD right now.
But that's the thing, right? All the web doctors that have come out, you know, some of the usual suspects you've seen. That was like one of the first lines, like, you don't treat it with a steroid. Like, what are we doing here? And people that worked at summer camps, all of those things, I've seen the threads, appreciate everybody chiming in. I've gotten notes from a bunch of people that are White Sox fans saying, good, I'm glad we got James Shields a couple of years ago and took that shot. Look at this guy. And by the way, Reinsdorf would have never given him $355 million.
No, nobody would
so
have.
He would have been, no, I'm not even saying from the knucklehead clause of what happened. I'm just saying eventually he would have been gone from the White Sox because they would have never paid him the money anyway. But you get to this situation, and they took their shot, and we've talked about it, you know, to equate it to a degree, and obviously not PEDs, but we've talked about it in the NBA. When you go and you acquire a Harden or a Westbrook or Kevin Durant, Kyrie Irving, all these guys, you're potentially playing with fire based on the way they've left other organizations and where their temperament is. In this case, you had a guy that showed you a little bit of judgment, and we only know what needed to be made public, right? That's the thing. We have obviously the accident that's kept him out for the first half plus of this season. He was starting his rehab assignment, so everybody was thinking, all right, he's back for the stretch run. While they won't catch the Dodgers, we could have some exciting September baseball and into an October flourish. Instead, gone for the rest of the season, no World Baseball Classic into 2023. So you dance with the devil a little bit on that. So you'd love if Preller started to get a little loose with his lips. And look, man, based on that, he ain't far off. He ain't far off from telling you what else they've had to deal with behind the scenes. All of a sudden, you're going to have unnamed sources.
Oh, yeah, a lot of sources. A lot of sources now.
Ton of stories on Fernando Tatis Jr. in the next 72 hours.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, I'm Doug Gottlieb. The podcast is called All Ball. We usually talk all basketball all the time, but it's more about the stories about what made these people love their sport and all the interesting interactions along the way. We talk to coaches. We talk to players. We tell you stories. You download it. You listen to it. I think you'll like it. Listen to All Ball with Doug Gottlieb on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
Joining us now, longtime NFL insider. He is a Pro Football Hall of Fame voter. If we get past Zach Wilson, I'll be surprised. It is Jason Cole. J. Cole, what's happening, man?
At least Zach Wilson had a great offseason.
He did.
I did.
And now he gets to, we haven't even made the convalescing jokes of what transpires during his recovery. And I guess I just did.
This is terrible. I shouldn't do this. I really. But I will.
No, you're going to hell. You're going to hell. It's fine. It's fine. You're going to hell.
Hall of Fame voter, everybody. Yeah.
Hall of Fame voter until the end of this. Really, it was the Zach Wilson interview that got me losing my vote.
You know that the Baltimore Ravens took Lamar Jackson with the last pick of the first round, right?
Mm-hmm.
And what was it, 2018? Is that right?
18, that's right. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah. And Sam Darnold went, what was it?
Third overall.
And then they took Zach, right?
Second overall.
Yeah. Okay. Just an observation.
You know, 27 other teams could have had Lamar Jackson, too. Okay, just so
see,
you know.
Three and the two, see, the other thing about it is the three and the two, the 32 by the Ravens is the same as the three and the two put together for the Jets taking Darnold and Zach Wilson.
Should they go trade for Sam Darnold now?
Yes. Maybe they can make a trade for Garoppolo.
They probably will. I'm on board with it.
Well, I mean, certainly the former 49ers defensive coordinator / Jets head coach, at least now, knows him well. He can make the move for Garoppolo.
If Zach Wilson's out 8 weeks.
And now they can get into a bidding war with Cleveland, too. That's the best part.
Now suddenly, all we had to do was wait. John Lynch is going, all we had to do was wait. Now it's come back to us. We're going to get to do whatever we want to do.
We might get at least a second round pick out of this now.
You know, I say this, J. Cole, seriously about this. After this play tonight, after this Zach Wilson tonight, non-contact injury, waiting for the MRI tomorrow. I mean, I can't see there from now on any NFL team playing their starting quarterback in the preseason ever again. Why would you ever? You see this? Why would you ever do that?
Well, because he actually needs to practice.
But they never play. They play. Is it really worth to get him in? Oh, for a series here and there? No, they don't play anymore. They don't play that much anyway.
I don't know. Was he gonna? I hate to play that game out, but guys need to play, and certainly Zach Wilson, who, yeah, okay, he got a little bit better as the year progressed. I mean, this guy needs a lot of reps, and so I don't think this whole thing about we can't play him in the preseason. I mean, like, if they're gonna get hurt, they're gonna get hurt. And if you get hurt in the first game of the season, what's the difference in the first game of preseason? I mean, I don't know. The guy needs work. He needs reps. He needs to get on the field. And whether it's now or whether it's 4 weeks from now, I don't know what the significant difference of that is. If the end result is he's going to be out and miss the season, I guess that's my point.
Well, why would you, if with football being a contact sport, there's 21 weeks of game or 20 weeks of games. The less games you play, the less chance you have of getting hurt. Why would you play?
The less number of times that you practice actually being in your sport, the less opportunity you have to actually.
But do you if you're only going to play 5 or 6 or 7 plays in a game a couple of times, is that really worth it?
I think it is in this era more than ever before because you can't hit in practice, right? You can't have real live action in practice. And so, it's a contact sport. Guys are going to get hurt. They were unlucky tonight. But the guy needs to play some full-speed snaps. He needs to get ready. He needs to get sharp. He needs to get, up to speed to be ready for the speed of the regular season. And granted, this speed of this game is not – it's 75% of what you see during regular season. But you still have to do that. I mean, guy, and especially a young guy who needs practice time. I mean, this is not Tom Brady, who can literally take time off in training camp. Not that I think that that's the greatest idea in the world, all right? Because there's a certain amount of, you have some collective suffering among your guys to bond with your teammates. But, Tom Brady can get away with it. Zach Wilson, not so much. Got to play. I don't have a pithy joke right at the moment, but you got to play.
Well, I probably have a couple of pithy jokes too. I was really just looking forward to him throwing 2 or 3 more interceptions before he sat down, and then it turned quickly, Jason. I mean, it was really
ugly quickly. But at least he's got some time to be home and hang around with his mom's friends.
There it is. We had to circle back. There's no question about it.
There's a pithy joke.
All right, so let's stay on the Brady thing for a second in terms of walking away. Because it's just this nebulous, he's gone. Everybody looks salty having to talk about it, but there's no specificity whatsoever except, Tom's gone for a week and a half.
This is so weird. I don't think it's a family thing. Based on what I know. So, I don't think it's something terrible like his mom is sick again. I don't think it's anything like that or any other family members. Maybe it's something that is serious. Who knows? But it seems to indicate that they knew about this beforehand, which gets me back to, Tom, I appreciate everything you've done. You're a great player, but you got to be bought in. You just do. You have to be bought in. Especially in a year where you lost your starting center already. This is not easy. So I think that in some ways this is Brady, and I wrote this earlier in the week, knowing he can get away with anything he wants to get away with right now because the Blazers need him so badly and the team needs him so badly. He can do whatever he wants. And Tom Brady's a great team guy, but this is not a team move. And maybe it's something truly important that he has to take the time away, and I don't begrudge him for that. But training camp is a special time in the bonding of your football team. And guys are looking around going, what's up with Tom? Now, if he comes back and he plays well, they won't care. It'd be like, oh, yeah, it's Tom. He's good. But for right now, it's a bad look. It's just a bad look.
Look, for him this year, it's a whatever year for Tom Brady. Because why? He retired to get away from the Bucs. And he couldn't do it.
No, he retired. He retired to get rid of Bruce Arians.
Right? He retired. Or get away from the Bucs.
I don't think he was really ever leaving. I really have doubts that he was ever leaving. This was a power play for him to get Arians up because he was so upset with how they lost at the end of last season when they lost that playoff game to the Rams. He was really, really ticked off by that. And he was annoyed with Arians and the sloppiness of Arians. It's not even a control thing about how the offense is run. It was a detail thing. He was just upset with sloppy details, wrong defenses getting called, people not being prepared, things like that that cost them games. And the exact same stuff that, didn't happen in New England for 20 years. And then all of a sudden it starts to happen and it costs them a critical playoff game and potentially another Super Bowl.
Right, but he also wanted to get to Miami, where he could have been the owner and quarterback, just like Kevin could have done the same thing.
If he wanted to go to Miami, here's the joke of Bruce Beal and Stephen Ross. Those guys wooed this guy twice, and he said no both times. Right? If he really wanted to go to Miami, why didn't he go the first time? Because he knew the Buccaneers had a good team. Why didn't he go this time? Because he knows the Buccaneers have a really good team. And if he wants to win a Super Bowl, this is the best place to do it. The Dolphins are not ready. And I just think he looks at Bruce Beal and he smiles and he nods his head and goes, oh, yeah, Bruce, that's a great idea. That's a great idea. And then turns around and goes, okay, I got more leverage against the Buccaneers than I ever did.
Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon here, Fox Sports Radio. On the hotline with us, our buddy Jason Cole, author of 7 books, Elway, A Relentless Life, the most recent, and obviously a Hall of Fame voter. We talk about that all the time. At some point, we'll have a deep conversation on what Deion Sanders reiterated again in great
detail.
He's
helping me get Staubach out.
No, that's it. He is the first guy to jump.
I want to get all these Cowboys out.
His whole thing, Deion Sanders went on a long rant about how Amy Trask belongs in and Staubach's got to go.
That's how I read it too.
He put his relationship with the Cowboys in pretty dire straits by saying that, because that's kicking another Cowboy out. But that's how much respect Deion Sanders and the whole football world has for Amy Trask. Mm. Trask in, Staubach out.
There you go.
Not Staubach and Pearson, just Staubach.
Got to start one step at a time.
All right.
Yeah. I mean, look, I screwed up the whole thing at the Cleveland airport with Drew Pearson to keep him away. I admit that, okay? You guys just keep bringing up Drew Pearson. It's a sore subject now.
Because you had one job and you failed.
I got to find a different – I had one job. I had one job.
Well, speaking of jobs, you got Outkick where you're contributing football content, and you can find that, links, and all of the, pithy jokes that he makes at JasonCole62 on Twitter. No joking matter. We finally got a statement from Deshaun Watson in front of a camera with Aditi Kinkabwala and talked about – said the word, I'm sorry. So you at least got that. But the report was that he'd accept 8 games and a $5 million fine.
What? Remember that old Levi's commercial? You remember that from like the 70s? That said, Travis, you're a year too late or whatever it was. You guys remember that one with the blonde girl in the Levi's and she screams that one line?
Vaguely.
Vaguely, yeah. There's a commercial.
I think
like
Joe I was watching Dallas or something.
Deshaun, you're a year too late. Okay, sorry, you're way too late with this one. Now maybe somehow, some way, the NFL leverages this and gets him to agree to 12 or 13. Who knows what it is, right? And doubles it, and he pays some really heavy fine. But I think Roger Goodell wants to make a statement. When he said the word predatory, I don't know how you back off on that. And I know he's not the one making the judgment right now, but when he says that, Peter Harvey is listening loud and clear going, well, I guess the boss wants 1 year, right? I think it's really hard for him to back off and say, we settled this whole issue. To go from calling Deshaun Watson a predator to to now saying, well, 12 games is enough. I think they just hammer him. And they say, if you want to sue us, go ahead. We don't care. We're taking this, and I've always believed this, we're taking our, you know, we're taking our stand on this hill. And you can criticize the NFL all you want for the inconsistencies of the stands that they take and who gets punished and who doesn't. You know, Dan Snyder and what happens to him and everybody else, right? But here, Roger Goodell this week called one of the highest profile players in his league a predator. How do you say, oh, we'll do a settlement with a predator? I just don't. I mean, like, there's just no way. And in my mind, I would be shocked. Stranger things have happened, so you never know. But I think he's getting 1 year, and then it's up to the NFLPA and Rusty Harden, who's just done a fabulous job on this case. You know, like, for them to decide how much more of Deshaun Watson's money do we want to spend trying to fight for part of this season.
He's on Twitter at JasonCole62. That is at JasonCole62, longtime NFL insider, selector for the Pro Football Hall of Fame, author of 7 books.
Amy Trask.
Yeah, when are you going to write the Amy Trask book? You gotta write that. You gotta write that book.
Just so you know, it was written by Mike Frame.
Oh, okay. Okay.
And if you were gonna whisper a name,
it's called "You Negotiate Like a Girl."
Oh no, I knew that. But she's got another book in her, and you should write it with her.
Yep,
that's true.
Yeah. I mean, you guys just fight about the stuff you fight about on Twitter. Hey, just between us and the millions upon millions listening, who was Deion Sanders talking about in this year's class that got in?
In this class, I mean, look, he's been on this rant forever. I mean, really, truly, he just believes less guys belong in the Hall of Fame, and he believes he's better than everybody else. And I got to say, it's kind of hard to argue with him. But you could probably pick a couple of guys in that group. Starting with Leroy Butler. He would probably look at Leroy Butler and say, eh. Not so much.
There you go.
He would definitely have helped me kidnap Drew Pearson and keep him out. There's no question about it.
Deion would
have been, if I had been smart, I would have gotten Deion to be the driver. That would have been awesome.
All right, next year. See you, buddy.
There goes
later.
Jason Cole.
Bye.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. It's a literal pro, and it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky?
In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.